Okay, our next presenter comes to us from the University of Miami, the Miller School of Medicine. Mr. Manuel Ocasio is a Master of Public Health student in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health. It's my great privilege to introduce him to you today. He will be presenting to us on the HIV mortality rates and testing in the U.S. workforce. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Ocasio to the podium.
Thank you. So as you said, I'm going to share with you some research that I'm doing right now looking at HIV mortality and testing in the U.S. workforce. This is a project funded by a NIOSH contract and an R01. Before I start, no relationships to disclose. So this is the format of a presentation, just a little background information on the topic, go over the methodology, some of the results we found, a little bit of a discussion, and also the next steps that we'll be taking. So in the introduction, I'm going to go over just HIV in the general U.S. population, what's known, also specifically what studies have been done among occupational groups, and then also what our study objective is. So in the general population, there's quite a lot of data on it, considering the amount of surveillance there is in this population. The mortality rates have declined substantially since the mid-90s, but have been leveling off somewhat. And this is largely due to the advent of highly active antiretroviral treatment, which was released in about late 1996, early 1997. And there's still about nearly 18,000 people with AIDS that die each year. And in terms of testing, it's estimated that about 38 to 44% of the population, the adult population, has been tested for HIV. And certain high-risk groups have been identified in terms of higher mortality rates, needing additional testing, such as the African-American population, Hispanics, intravenous drug users, and also men who have sex with men. In terms of occupational groups, in terms of preliminary literature searches that have been done, there isn't too much data on too many occupational groups. The most amount of data that we found so far has been on healthcare workers who have the most direct occupational exposure. And also other occupational groups include army personnel, migrant farm workers and truck drivers who don't have direct occupational exposure, but they do have certain lifestyles associated with that type of occupation that promote a higher risk for HIV transmission and incidence. But to our knowledge, we haven't seen any studies that have looked at the general working population in the United States. So our study, we're trying to utilize nationally representative data to report on the mortality rates and the lifetime HIV testing among U.S. workers, and also to identify potential predictors of HIV mortality. So the methodologies we used, our data source, study population, and how we plan to analyze our data. Our data comes from the National Health Interview Survey, specifically from years 1986 to 2010. This is a nationwide annual cross-sectional telephone-based survey done on the non-institutionalized civilian U.S. population, 18 and over. The survey asks a number of questions on health indicators, health behaviors, and also there's availability of mortality data through linkage with the National Death Index. So our study population, first we had to identify who was employed. This is gauged from a question that's asked what their employment status was 2 weeks prior to the survey date for years 86 and 96, and from 97 to 2010, this is based on 1 week prior to the survey date. And also in addition to employment status itself, we subcategorized based on their certain occupational groups, white collar, blue collar, farm, and service workers. And in terms of testing information, this was available from the 1997 to 2010 NHIS, and it was based on the response to the question, have you ever been tested for HIV? And mortality, as we mentioned before, it's available through a linkage with the National Death Index, which is available from 86 to 2004 with mortality follow-up to 2006. And classification for HIV disease was based on the International Classification of Diseases codes, specifically B20 to B24, in which HIV infection was the underlying cause of disease, so that would include Kaposi sarcoma, opportunistic infections, and so on. So our analytic plan. First, we present HIV testing data as a pooled prevalence from 1997 to 2010, and also our mortality is calculated in 100,000 person years for the entire survey period from 86 to 2004, with follow-up to 2006. And we actually split our data into two periods to account for the advent of the introduction of heart therapy, which would have a dramatic impact on mortality. So we split it from 86 to 96 and from 97 to 2004. Also to look for potential indicators for HIV-related death, we calculated cost-proportional hazard ratios, and we used only the most recent years to be able to incorporate HIV testing status into our data analysis, and our dependent variable were calculated as days from interview to date of death, and our independent variables included a number of socio-demographic characteristics, occupational groups that were mentioned before, and we also included whether or not the individual had seen a primary care physician in the past year, which also included OBGYN for women. We also stratified our analyses by HIV testing status. So what do we find? First, this graph represents mortality data for pre and post heart. As I mentioned, we split our data set. As you can see, that sticks out right here, is that black workers tend to have dramatically higher mortality rates, even pre and post heart compared to any other group. If you look among the occupational groups right here, you can see that farm workers, blue collar, and even service compared to white collar have higher rates for mortality. Another component here is the level of educational attainment. You can see that there is somewhat of a pattern here that those with higher than a high school education have higher mortality rates compared to those with a high school or lower than high school. This graph is a comparison between testing and mortality rates for 97 and onward. This side represents the mortality per 100,000 person years, and this side the prevalence for testing. Among employment status, you can see here that those that were unemployed have much higher mortality and lower testing rates relative to overall unemployed. And among the occupational groups, you can see that white-collar workers do have lower mortality, yet higher testing rates. Of note here as well is that service workers have slightly higher mortality rates and also higher testing rates. This graph just breaks down the worker population by socio-demographic subgroups. If you can see here again, black workers are quite high, also in testing and in mortality relative to everyone else. There's also a similar trend here seen in the level of high school education. Those with higher than a high school education have higher mortality and higher testing rates. This graph represents the results from the adjusted multivariate hazard ratios. It was adjusted for all those factors that we listed before. The reference group here being white-collar workers, the asterisk showing those values that were significant at P, less than 0.05. Service workers shown significantly higher hazard ratios compared to white-collar workers, regardless of HIV testing status. And also there was significant for blue-collar workers for the overall population. And in terms of specific socio-demographic characteristics, among black workers, even after adjusting for all the other factors listed, including occupation, they still had significantly higher risk of mortality from HIV. And actually, all values on this graph are significant. In terms of level of high school education, after adjusting for everything else, we actually found that those with greater than high school and high school ended up with lower risk of HIV mortality relative to those with less than high school education. So just to summarize the study itself, we did end up finding that relative to white workers, black workers have significantly higher mortality and testing and also likelihood of dying from HIV based on our hazard ratio analysis. And in terms of occupational groups, relative to white-collar service workers also were found to have significantly higher likelihood of dying from HIV disease. And among workers, which was somewhat counterintuitive, our educational attainment levels were inconsistently associated with HIV mortality. So we'll end up pursuing additional analysis to see if there's any potential interactions among the socio-demographic status indicators. So strengths for our study. We were able to utilize a largely nationally representative sample with availability of mortality linkage. In terms of limitations, we were unable to assess for the date that the individual contracted HIV. Also, HIV testing itself was self-reported and only asked if they had ever done it, so it was only for lifetime. The data itself also is cross-sectional, so it's unable to allow us to make any sort of causal inferences. And also, we were unable to further specify occupational groupings. We were only able to use large, broad occupational groups as opposed to honing down on more specific occupational groups. So what to do next? We'll be continuing our analysis, specifically looking at annual rates to see if there's any trend, concurrent and predictive trends in terms of testing and mortality rates among the different occupational groups. And also we'll be testing for the interactions, as mentioned before, to account for that disparity that we found with the high school educational attainment. In terms of further research, it suggested that we might want to look closely at service occupations to see where there may be disparities. And also, we might want to consider occupation-based education and interventions as another solution for education and intervention work. And finally, I just want to thank the University of Miami Occupational Research Group for support and guidance in this research project. Thank you.